Hello, everybody. I have not been podcasting or whatever for a long time, but I'm back now. Anyways, today I wanted to do some Scratch game reviews. If you don't know what Scratch is, it's a coding game. It's mainly on computers through what I know, because like controls and stuff that I see are like, and like a lot of the audio and stuff sounds like it's like only for computers. So I'm not sure. It sounds like it's just for PCs and computers and stuff though. Anyways, I'm gonna be reviewing some games that I thought were really fun and have a lot of high quality in them. So the first game that I want to review is a game called Getting Over It, V1.4. It's by Griffpatch. In this game, pretty much what you do is you're a cat, like the main character in Scratch, like the cat inside of a bucket, and you have a hammer, and you try to like pull yourself around over all this gigantic obstacle stuff. Anyways, so in this game, so when you first start playing it, there actually is a home screen, and I thought that was pretty cool. It shows a hammer slamming into like a block or something, and then it's replaced with the high scores and stuff, the people who gotten the biggest high score. The world record is 55 seconds, but according to the board that I see of high scores, it looks like it's actually 47 now. They just haven't edited it to say that the world record was 47. So the world record is either 47 or 55. And I mean that by in seconds. So that's pretty insane because it's a huge game. They probably, my guess is that they used somehow some launching techniques that just launched them all the way up to the top or something. That's like what I'm guessing because it seems impossible for a 55 second world record. So, on the home screen, it also says Getting Over It, Scratch Edition with Griffpatch. In the top corner, in the top right corner, it shows how many seconds you've been playing to minutes to hours. It shows how long you've been playing. And before you click New Game, it shows the world record up there. So it says 55 seconds world record. But I don't know, that it might actually be 47. They just haven't edited it to say that. Anyways, Getting Over It, Scratch Edition with Griffpatch. Then below that, there's New Game, sound effects, and commentary. So you can get rid of commentary. The commentary is like this British guy in the background talking to you. Like whenever you lose a lot of progress, he's like, "Oh boy, that's a lot of progress," or something like that. Or like he gives you like a little motivational speech. And in the beginning of the game, you can get. In the beginning of the game, once you pass this little part, then he just starts talking to you. And it's like every now and then he like starts to talk to you, like when you get to a specific point in the game. Anyways, and below the commentary and sound effects, it's just a little thing that tells you about how Griffpatch has Scratch tutorials on YouTube apparently. So that might be useful to all those people who want to be like insanely good scratchers. Anyways. I'm gonna click New Game. So I'm the cat in the bucket and I'm flying around. Wow, I just launched myself so far. I feel insane. He's talking. There's no feeling more intense than starting over. You spent hours working on a project. Anyways, so you just fling yourself around with a hammer or like a it's pretty you know I don't even know it's a hammer, but it hooks onto things and you just swing yourself around with it and you're in a bucket and it's funny. So every once in a while it can he talks to you and every once in a while it says to solve your mouse issues and then like. For me, it's like blocked off in some spots, so I can't really see the full audio, the full message. But it says to solve your mouse it to solve your mouse is like it doesn't. It's supposed to say issues, I believe, but I can't see the rest of the word. So it's just something appears in the top of the screen. Anyways, the first level is in the beginning. They call it the beginning because it's like before the adventure really begins, like a getting used to the game part. And it's like where like the things that you're swinging around on are scratch coding blocks. And then when in like the adventure really begins, you start to go around on food. And right now I'm completely failing trying to get past the food because this banana I can always easily slide off. You shall never be my friend, banana. Yeah, you just swing around. The furthest I've ever gotten is, so I've already been playing for a little over 2 minutes, only a little over 2 minutes and 5 seconds now passed. Whoa. So is he still talking? Not talking anymore. He's finally quiet. Anyways, I'm just flying around here. Wow. Okay, but now he's, no, he's not. I don't get it. Anyways, so the furthest I've ever gotten is I played for so long and I got to this place where there's like, it looks like a shelf with presents in it, and there's a little guy on top of the shelf, not an elf or anything. I'm not sure what it is. He looks like a little gremlin. And then there's like a little like miniature fridge sort of thing that's like broken. It looks broken. And there's a cat hiding behind all of it. I just realized. There's a lot of books and there's some apples inside of the broken fridge. And then atop that, it looks like there might be a table and some sort of thing by the table. I can't tell because the numbers are blocking it. And at that point, the amount of time that I was playing when I got there was 23 minutes and 25 seconds. It was insane. Thing is, I actually that was actually a picture that I took of like the furthest I've ever gotten. I got a little bit farther than that, but it was like only by a couple jumps, so it doesn't really count. And it actually took me another 3 minutes to get there. So that's a lot about getting over it. Oh man, you lost a lot of progress. So that's getting over it. It's really fun. And the further you get, oh, and the beginning, some and there are some spots that you like fall off. If you fall off of them, then you go to like the beginning, otherwise the beginning. It's just painful. It happened to me once and it did not feel nice. So yeah, that's getting over it. V1.4 by Griffpatch. Now, what's another good game? Ah, yes. The next game that I wanted to talk to you about was scans through favorite projects just so that they can find a good one. So Getting Over It has to be my favorite one of all of the Scratch projects. There's another good game that I found. It's Geometry Dash Heat by Will. So somebody redid it, and then so Griffpatch actually made the original of this, and somebody remade it to make. So Griffpatch made Geometry Dash, then somebody remixed it so that they could make Geometry Dash Meltdown, then somebody remixed Geometry Dash Meltdown to make Geometry Dash Heat. So we're starting with Geometry Dash Heat. There are two, three. There's only three levels, but it's still really fun. The one that I like to play the most is the easiest one, but it still has like a good beat to it. The Seven Seas. So in this game, they don't have all of the original detail from the original game, but that would be really hard to make it like perfect. So they still have like the same obstacles to dodge and the same music, so it counts pretty well. And they did add a lot of detail that makes it count. Yeah. And each jump adds to your score. And my high score is apparently 16 so far. I believe you need to get to 100 for the high score to beat the game. I'm not sure. I mean, to beat the level. The high score is probably like The highest number you can probably get on this level to beat it, for beating it, is probably like, I don't know. I have no idea. Anyways, they still have like the portals to fly around. Every once in a while, it can get a little bit offbeat. But that doesn't really matter as long as you're having fun playing the game. I mean, it can sort of matter because sometimes you do depend on the beat to like help you like survive. So that's the one thing that I saw that I didn't really like completely. Hey, new high score, 55. So that's one of the levels, the Seven Seas. They did pretty good on it. Then there's there actually is a beginning to the game. In the beginning of the game, it shows like the Geometry Dash heat image, and then it says the Seven Seas ported to Scratch by Crystal Keeper 7. All rights belong to RobTop Games. Yes, the original creators of Geometry Dash. So it shows the level, the Seven Seas, and then a smiley face by it to like show how difficult it is. 3 stars and then a 1 star in the corner stuff. Yeah. And then there's Viking Arena, which isn't as happy of a smile, but it's still pretty happy because it's harder. Let's see. This song is cool. So it begins completely black with like white outlines to every single thing. And you're just jumping around as normal. And the beat is pretty good in the beginning, like it's on beat every jump that you make. Except for that last one. That last one where it like launched me into the air wasn't completely on beat, and neither was that one. But in the beginning, it is pretty on beat and it's cool. And then there's the part where you get to flying where there's like spikes absolutely everywhere. Like you have to like fly through a tunnel and at the edges there's spikes, so it's hard. And then I don't know how that level ends. And then there's Airborne Robots. This one isn't even smiling. It's like I'm in not an okay mood. So there are little sticks that like have a little glowy thing on the top of it. It's like, and I believe that's like the it's like showing you which point you're supposed to jump at. Like that little stick is when you're supposed to jump. Oh man, I jumped at the stick, but it turns out I wasn't even supposed to jump. And there are some points in the game where you like don't jump at all and you just fall and it does stuff. It's good. Anyways, that's Geometry Dash Heat by Will. And then there's also Geometry Dash Meltdown and normal Geometry Dash as well. The next game I would like to introduce to you is I found Crossy Road on Scratch. You see, you don't really get to change your avatar, so that's like the one downer, but it's still pretty accurate. It's not like completely accurate, it's a bit glitchy. And it doesn't look perfect, but it's good enough because all the coding's still the same. And I just died. But the game's fun. Like it's still pretty accurate, so it's fun. So you can use space to move, but I do prefer the arrow keys because you have to go because to go side to side, you could either use wasd or arrow keys. I would say wasd. Duh. Okay. It says no gift, lol. When you die, it says no gift, lol. For some reason. So it's a little bit glitchy and you move a bit fast and you can die pretty easily. Like in the original game you have to like get off the screen before you die if you're not moving fast enough. But in this you just have to be like on the last block on the screen and then you die. It's like easier to die. And the screen moves a lot faster. So it's a lot harder than the original game. And the original game, I have to admit, is a lot better because I've played it before. But this is still pretty good enough. I know that you don't really get to change your avatar, but it's still good enough, this game. It's accurate. It's just not perfect, but nothing is perfect. Except they do call the creator does call themselves perfect programming. I don't really see why, because it's not perfect. Nothing is. Who cares? Oh, I already made it to 111, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17. I'm at 120 people. I'm so close. 3, 2, 1, free solo. We always call it a free solo when we just spam the button and don't really care. We're probably like about to die because of it, but we just don't care. That's what we call a free solo. Ooh, I just almost died. Ah, anyways, this game is still pretty fun because it might be a lot harder, but it does give you an extra challenge if you're like an original pro gamer. And the thing that does make it easier is the cars don't, you don't really, like, the cars are actually a bit easier to dodge. Because there's this glitch that just isn't supposed to be a glitch. I believe it's not supposed to be some sort of glitch, but it sort of works as one. And what happens is, like, you can like actually be inside of the front of the car, like it just goes over you, and you need to make it to like the middle of the car before it actually kills you. And I thought that that was made it finally easier. Then there is let's see. So you probably don't really know about Hollow Knight, but you might. And if you do know about Hollow Knight, there's a Hollow Knight mini game. You see, if you haven't played in a while, then it might be a bit hard, but the controls are pretty easy to get the hang of. Well, I guess. So when you first begin the game, there is a home screen. It says it's like a pixel game, like it's pixelated and stuff. It's called Hollow Knight Mini. It says that on the front cover. On one side there is main characters, which are Ghost, Hornet, and Quirrell, I believe his name is. And then on the other side there's just two buff bad guys. There's a question mark on one side, like for the controls. On the other side there is a a record mode. The records of how well you've done on each mode. There's classic mode, steel soul mode, and god seeker mode. Sorry about the sneezes. And then in the middle of all that there's the play button. So you click play. Once you click play, you actually get to select a character. So all the characters are locked except for Ghost, but it's easy to collect enough geo, which is currency, to play. I forgot the controls, so I'm probably gonna die. But I think I might know some of the controls. Oh, right. There's an update where you can actually choose a choose some charms, and below that, there's like some other things that you can do as well. Okay, I think I sort of already know the controls, I guess, sort of, because I can sort of remember them, but it's hard to use them because I'm not used to this. Normally, I'm so used to the arrow keys and space bar, but. Here we are. You are dead. You are going to die. Man, my nail is so. It does not go that far forward. Yet you can jump so high. I like that. Maybe. Maybe. I am destroying these things. So in the waves there are just multiple, so you have your HP. I just got hit, dang it. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 HP, and you can collect soul to heal. No, I pressed the wrong button, dang it. I can't remember the right button to heal. I pressed the wrong one and I accidentally wasted all my soul. Oh my gosh. No. No. Oh my gosh. Oh, this thing is scary. I am not. That thing is not supposed to be here. Oh, I found the right button to heal. I healed. Oh, thank goodness. So, the first wave is just normal, and then it starts to get like flying guys and harder and harder and harder, and then there's a boss. I am not used to these guys. I'm not used to your existence, little buddies. They're gonna shoot me. I'm gonna shoot them. I'm not even gonna make it to the boss. They're just gonna kill me. Oh. Okay, I have 3 HP right now. I am dying. Oh, not again. I hate these guys. I'm at 2 HP. I'm dead. I'm probably gonna die soon. Sorry, peeps. So it's a normal wave, and then there's... Oh no, it's the boss. Just hide in the corner. The boss won't get you here. I'm gonna die. That doesn't mean I can't try, though. What? That is so new. They have definitely updated this game. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, I'm at 2 HP. I'm still alive. I can kill you. I can do this. Oh, people. This is scary. I haven't played in so long. I am dead. Game over. So I did 7 waves and I have 175 geo obtained. Anyways, that game is tough, but it's not too hard. So the first wave is normal, then it gets harder and harder and harder until there's the boss. Man, there's a lot of games that I can show you. Then there's Fight Time. In Fight Time, this is probably the last game. It's like the only fun 2-player game that I know of so far. So player 1 is Wasd, and player 2 is the arrow keys. So pretty much what you do is the button A. For player 1, A makes you dodge, D makes you punch, and in player 2, the left button makes you punch, and the right button makes you dodge. Press space to start. So you have HP, and you have to just, like, dodge each other's punches and then punch. I'm spamming the buttons and seeing who dies, because I don't have a second player here. Right now, red is winning. Red wins. So pretty much you're a boxer and you just have two. So pretty much you're just a boxer and you have 2 controls and you just fight. It's fun. I remember sometimes my friends would come over and we'd just have so much fun doing it. There are a lot of remixes for it. There's a Taco Time remix where all the heads are tacos. There's one where player red apparently has a green color and the blue player is blue. And then there's a meme one. Anyways, those are the games that I know about for Scratch. Sorry that this took so long. I hope you enjoyed and that this could be helpful so that you could have fun on Scratch games. Farewell, friends. See you later.